legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 24th day of January, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, it's minus 5 degrees here in south central Missouri. We're setting records, breaking records, obviously. Got some news here. There was a flash in the pan 4 or 5 months ago about 3D printing and how some people, college students, were fabricating gun parts with 3D printing plastic parts or polymer parts. Well, that was then. Here we are. In January 2013, there's a company that has manufactured this a stainless steel 1911 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol. This company is called Solid Concepts. Solid Concepts in Austin, Texas. In fact, that's where this signal's coming from, a metro Austin, Texas area. Apparently, all the parts, including the barrel and the frame, are the two most critical parts. The frame is the only part that requires any paperwork. All the other parts of any firearm can be bought and sold, just like chewing gum, with no paperwork at all. The barrel, the slide, all the internal parts, trigger, firing pin, springs, and so forth. So this will get the liberals, anti-gun people, in an absolute frenzy that, in fact, one of the most popular firearms that there are, a 1911 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol, can be manufactured with stainless steel using a 3D printer. How about that? I regard that as good news. It makes gun control pretty much go out the window. Anybody who has the money can buy a 3D printer and make their own guns. Stainless steel 1911 45 caliber pistols are submachine guns or machine guns or anything they like. How about that? Before we get to our special guest, I got a notice here. A friend of mine is selling 20 acres down in Marshall, Arkansas. Looks like a desirable piece of property if you want to get away from it all. 20 acres of rolling wooded, secluded landscape, half an acre cleared. I'm going to have my friend Tim Spencer post this at my website. 20 acres near Marshall, Arkansas for $20,000. There's a couple of buildings there, a couple of RVs that go with the place. And we'll get the details posted on my website, hopefully next day or so. We do have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison, the scientist and engineer, and my friend Diana Johnson, the self-made scientist on nuclear matters. Good morning, ladies.
Diane.
Good morning.
Okay. Well, the big news appears to still be two things, the multiple flu viruses. I have trouble keeping track of all the different ones and the various fatalities associated with them, as well as the ongoing nuclear event at Fukushima. So let's just start out, Ann, with the various flu viruses here in this country, what they are, what they're doing, the fatalities associated with them.
Yes, well, we have the H1N1, and I think probably people are starting to be impacted by that. I have three stories involving people who have contracted the H1N1, gone to the hospital, and either died or lost their babies, their fetus, because they have to be put on respirators, and they just can't. Well, it's a terrible thing that's happening. Let's put it that way. And of course, their husbands are there, and they just don't understand it. They say, "Well, she was healthy, she was active, and that's one reason I married her." And we were starting a family, and now the baby's gone, and I may lose my wife. Mm. The H1N1 is, I'm going to call it hemorrhagic, because people are dying. They go in with respiratory failure. They're put on a respirator, and usually the fluid is taken. They have a tube that takes the fluid out of their lungs, because it turns into a pneumonic. And in fact, they call it a PH1N1, a pneumonic H1N1 in the literature. But after about a week on the respirator, they die, and they die of massive organ failure. And that sounds to me like hemorrhagic.
Now, when you say massive organ failure, is that the same thing as a cytokine storm?
Well, that's what, Doctor, that is one possible cause of massive organ failure. And that's what Dr. Bill Deagle seems to think is happening. But they aren't saying that. Hello? Can you hear me?
Here. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, I'm having breakups here.
Okay.
Hello?
You're fine, Ann. Just continue.
All right. Oh, now I'm back. Okay. No, I'm not. Anyway, the other possible cause of this is that there's blood in the kidneys, like we discussed last week, and that can be caused by massive organ failure. In other words, the organs bleed out. But we're not getting a clear indication of that from the medical community. Now, the H7N9 is still in China. There are some reports of clusters of that. The H7N9 is also, as far as we can tell, hemorrhagic. And that was a case of a Chinese returning to Vancouver and then to Edmonton and then dying of the H7N9. And they're saying that it seems like she died really fast And they were afraid to do an autopsy because of the fear of the virus. So they're worried about the Chinese Lunar New Year because during the next 3 months, during February, March, and April, the Chinese are going to be returning to their ancestral homes. And this is a mass migration. You're talking 1.3 billion people. Of course, not all of them will be going back home.
Right.
Some of them can't afford it. But there will be migration around the world because Chinese here in the United States and in other countries will migrate there.
Hold that thought, Ann. We got a break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 24th of January. We got a warming trend here, ladies. It was minus 5 degrees. Now it's minus 3 degrees. Well, let's just continue this discussion, Ann, about the various flu viruses.
Yeah. Well, the World Health Organization has put out a report. And as of the end of 13, now, we're in the middle of January 14 now. The proportion of outpatient visits for the Well, they aren't. For the flu, was 4.3% above the national baseline of 2.0%. Now, I don't know what that national baseline is, but I suspect that it's the number of outpatient visits across the country based on population, or, you know, I don't know how they come up with that number.
Right, right.
And the proportion of deaths attributed to pneumonia and influenza was, for the last week of 2013, was 6.5%. Now, that seems very high to me, but they say that's below the epidemic threshold. However, the CDC says we have crossed the epidemic threshold as of the second or third week in January. So we're getting more than 6.5% of deaths due to the flu and pneumonia. So that, you know, that's very concerning. And of course, there's many tragic stories out there about family people who are losing either their spouses or their children, or in some cases, what happened was a man didn't feel good. He was a busy person. He was on the he was an IT person. He went to the city council meeting because he's on the board, and went home, fell into bed. When he woke up the next morning, he fainted. So they called the paramedics. Paramedics didn't find anything. But when he tried to get out of bed, he fainted again. So they took him in and gave him Tamiflu. And I guess if you get Tamiflu within the first 24 hours, then you have a chance. Otherwise, he said he just couldn't believe it. It just came on so fast.
Mm. Well, you know, well, this is not over. The flu season goes on at least until March. And so we got another month and a half of the 2 months of this or so to deal with. And okay, well, are we ready to move on from the flu, Ann?
Well, I think so. You know, they're concentrating on the H1N1, and we are starting to get anecdotal reports in, but we're not getting epidemiology reports. However, they do say men and women, it's about equal. The range seems to be from 16 to 65, which is an unusual range because normally the flu is over 65 and under 6.
Right. It occurs to me that this hemorrhagic aspect of the flu, has this happened before?
No. What happened was, well, the H5N1, the avian flu, yes, they knew it was hemorrhagic. In fact, the indications are if it's in your chicken flock and your chickens die and they're bleeding, it's H5N1. So, and it's a nasty flu, and that's true of the people, too. They just go into hemorrhagic shock. But this H1N1, so-called swine flu, it was put in the vaccine in 2010, 11, 12, and 13. Maybe it didn't start in 10. Maybe it was 11, 12, and 13. And they put it in as H1N1-PDM-09. And that was it was both attenuated live and inactivated. Well, what happened was that in January of 2013, which was a year ago, in Taiwan, they discovered that their testing didn't pick it up as H1N1, and they sent out a paper. And surprise, our medical community didn't change their rapid test, so they weren't picking up the H1N1. And if it hadn't been for some very astute lab technicians in around Houston, Texas, and other places, we wouldn't have known that it was H1N1. But they said, you know, we expect death. We expect people over 65 to die and infants to die. But we don't expect middle-aged people to die. And right. So they discovered it was H1N1. The regional lab didn't. And it wasn't until the regional lab said, oh, yeah, it is H1N1. So my conclusion is that the Chinese probably took the H1N1 and changed it in some way, because the Taiwanese discovered that it was no longer detected. Now, that indicates a change. And I think they weaponized it.
Right. I was going to be my next conclusion is that it has been weaponized. We have a caller here on hold, regular caller, Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning. And a lot of different variables here. They could have, the virus could have mutated on its own without necessarily being weaponized, so we have to be careful, you know, who we attribute the change to. There can be organ failure apart from a hemorrhagic aspect of it. The telltale, you know, thing with the, if it were hemorrhagic, you'd be seeing DIC, disseminated intravascular coagulation, where the blood was turning to jello. Everybody knows about Ebola, you know, where you see bleeding from every orifice of the body and disseminated intravascular coagulation. That does not seem to be present here. The organs can fail because of very high temperatures, very high fevers, and the metabolic burden created by the cytokine storm and the histamine production and all that sort of thing is very hard on the body. So it's not necessarily hemorrhagic. It remains to be seen whether or not this H1N1 is going to cross the epidemic threshold in terms of percentages. It's not, hasn't been quite there just yet, but there's certainly enough time, and it's a, pretty much a drop kick that it probably will. So you have, you know, these things going on. It's been complicated by the presence of some sort of mycoplasm or fungus, and as well as opportunistic bacterial infections. So this stuff all goes together. And by the way, the machine that pumps air into a patient is a ventilator rather than a respirator. Respiration occurs at the cellular level down at the alveoli where the gas exchanges across the cell walls. That's your respiration process at the cellular level.
All right.
Pumping the air is ventilation. But just wanted to get some of that across.
Well, Glenn, thank you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah,
you got one more thing?
Might want to take a look at the markets this morning. The Dow futures have been crossing up over minus 100, and the plunge protection team's already trying to push that number down this morning, falling on the heels of a 176-point drop yesterday. So something's definitely going in the markets. All right.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye. We got the bottom of the hour break coming up here in less than a minute. Any follow-up on that, Ann?
Well, I really appreciate him calling in and clarifying these medical terms, and he's right. But I do fault the medical community for not adjusting the rapid test to pick up the new H1N1 that Taiwan described last January. I mean, they had a whole year to do that, and they didn't.
Now, it's not a matter of any new equipment. It's just a matter of changing protocols, isn't it?
I think that's right, but again, I don't work in the medical field, but I think that they have to send out different what they call assays.
Okay. Hold that thought, Ann. Diana, we got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 24th of January. Pretty sure our guys' January special is just right thing at the right time for the cold weather. Long-range patrol, cold weather rations, LERPs, as we sometimes call them in the military. Here's the list here. Western eggs with ham, spaghetti with meat entree, chili mac with beef entree, turkey tetrazzini entree, Mexican rice and chicken entree, scrambled eggs with bacon, chicken and rice entree, spicy oriental chicken entree, beef stew entree, granola and blueberries, seafood chowder entree. How about that? Quite a selection. You can get all the details of the nutritional facts and everything, how many meals per case and so forth, at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison and Ms. Diana Johnson, and we're talking about the flu virus, and now we're going to move on to the radiation events with Fukushima. And Diana, give us your updates, please.
Yes. Before I do that, I wanted to state one thing that I found in my research this week about the flu virus, if I might, if that's
please,
all right.
Please, yes.
There was an article I did some research about, is this been engineered by some scientists out of control. And it shows about the creation of a highly contagious form of the H5N1 bird flu virus by Dutch scientists. They were doing some experimentation. The gentleman's name, the annual meeting of the European Scientific Working Group on Influenza, Ron Fouchier, a Dutch virologist at the Erasmus Medical Center in Rotterdam, reported that simply by transferring avian influenza from one ferret to another had made it highly contagious. He explained that he and his colleagues mutated the hell out of it, meaning that they altered the genetic sequence of the virus in a variety of ways. They had no effect, he said. Someone finally convinced me to do something really, really stupid. He spread the virus the old-fashioned way by squirting the mutated H5N1 into the nose of a ferret and then implanting nasal fluid from that ferret into the nose of another. After 10 manipulations, the virus began to spread rapidly around the ferret cages in his lab. Ferrets received high doses, died within days. Some survived. It says that when he looked more closely, he was more alarmed. There were only 5 genetic changes in 2 of the virus's 8 genes, but each mutation had already been found circulating naturally in influenza viruses. Fouchier's achievement was to place all 5 mutations together in one virus, which meant that nature could do precisely what he had done in the lab. He caused a sensation. Scientists had fears of a natural pandemic, and biological weapons experts maintained that Fouchier's bird flu posed a threat to hundreds of millions of people. The most important question about the continued use of the virus and the hardest to answer is how likely it was to escape from the laboratory. This is about a year ago. The National Science Advisory Board of Biosecurity, a panel of science, defense, and public health experts, was asked by the Department of Health and Human Services to evaluate his research. And they were going to publish the information about methods used to create the H5N1 virus. And at that point, there was a huge alarm and led Science and Nature to agree to postpone the publication because they believed that it might help terrorists contribute to the spread of the virus. Well, you know, there you have some interesting information on what's going on in these labs when things get a little crazy,
too. I know enough about this just enough to be dangerous, Diana. Here's the next step. If I was working to create a weaponize this, I would take what he did in that lab and do the following. I would expose the virus, which has these 5 components in it, to the all-known antibiotics. Or antiviral drugs is what I meant to say. All known antiviral drugs. And some of them would survive. And the ones that survived had in turn been weaponized. You do this one at a time. So you take the virus and you expose it to one antiviral drug. Most will die, but some will survive. The ones that survive are now resistant to that antiviral drug. Then you take that and build a new batch of what survived and expose it to the next antiviral drug. And you repeat the process until you have a virus that is resistant to every known antiviral drug. The details of this are in the book titled Biohazard, a one-word title, Biohazard by Ken Allebeck. And that's what's done in these laboratories in Russia, in the United States, and various third-world countries. Biological research can be done relatively cheaply if you've got the resources of an entire country behind you.
But it just amazes me, you know, that and also the other, you know, they believe that, was it Bayer involved in the lab work of the last swine flu?
Well, Bayer worked both sides of the Atlantic during World War II. And that's, if you want some documentation on that, I interviewed the author of the book, World Without Cancer, G. Edward Griffin. Ford Motor Company built trucks for the Third Reich and for the American Army during World War II. Bayer was on both sides. And, IG Farben had, companies that they owned in the United States that were part of the United States war effort. And of course, they were part in the Soviet. I didn't mean to go down this rabbit trail, but
no, it's
it's fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I was pretty upset when I read it. I thought, gee, yeah, this has all been engineered.
What that scientist did was not weaponizing the virus, but what I described would be the next step to weaponize the viruses.
Jeez. Well, as far as what's going on with Japan, not a lot of information is going out because of their secrecy, and I believe there was a freelance TV and radio host recently that was told to avoid any nuclear power issues until after the gubernatorial election in February 5th in Japan. So he was sort of, you know, shocked that he couldn't even say anything about it because that's going to alter the elections, evidently, on who's pro-nuclear and who isn't and running for office. They also said that TEPCO is starting a blacklist of actors and musicians who are against the nuclear industry, and they're going after them. And let's see what else here. We've got, you know, the orcas that are only a few of them, the calves, orca calves, only two were born in 2013 and 14. They believe they're considered endangered at this point with all the die-off and things going on in the Pacific. And also, the Japanese scientists just completed a pilot program allowing them to determine the location of nuclear fuel inside the damaged Fukushima nuclear plant by using cosmic ray, some kind of called muon. I don't have it up here right now, but it's a new technology they're developing. So they're bombarding cosmic rays off the Earth, and it bounces back, and they can actually locate radioactive fuel all over the world. Japan is not using the technology at this point, but it's being developed. So that's just something new. You know, we don't really know. We do know that Reactor 3 is in very bad shape. Water is coming in and out of the building, so we know
Is that seawater or freshwater, or do we know?
I'm not sure. I would say that it's... No, I haven't. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
They may know. I don't. Personally, I didn't look into that. But they know that it's in very bad condition. You know, the beta rays, the emitters, everything that's coming off of that is so high. They have robots going in there, finding all sources of rain, leaks, and it's a mess. I mean, I really don't know what else to say. And the Canadians are now buying tons of potassium iodine in bulk. There was some research, the Canadians talking about the plume coming over here to the West Coast.
Right.
And that's basically what's going on as far as I can find.
Okay.
You know, nothing more.
I just got a very large bottle of potassium iodine pills shipped to my daughter up in Seattle for her family. That's where this is headed, isn't it?
Yes. And Alaska is not coming forth with the research that needs to happen.
Hold that thought. We got a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order.
and like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Friday the 24th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. Lots of information there, information on cancer, how to not get cancer and cure cancer, information on POWs, the real deal, and, of course, the energy cleaner for sale. I think we're all in agreement that hard times are nigh upon us and everybody needs to have optimal health, waking up each morning pain-free, more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to go get them. That's what the energy cleaner can do for you, $285, shipping included. I use mine every night. Great deal. These machines were $3,000 when they were originally invented, hand-built one at a time. Modern manufacturing has got the price down to where most people can afford it, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. At my website, thelibertyman.com, toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison and Ms. Diana Johnson. And we've got a caller on hold here, Mike from Eastern North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody. And I got a heat wave here. It's about 10 to 14 degrees.
Above zero.
At any rate, I teach a small class, and I always do a little service announcements. announcement of things to watch out for. And I usually mention things that Ann and all of them mention and other stuff I find. And when I did that, one of my classmates, one of the ones I was teaching, he kind of went into shock. And he said, hey, I've got a friend, somebody I know that just returned from Africa. And he said he had two little bites they thought on his arm, and they treated him for brown recluse. But the rot just kept growing and growing, and it spread throughout his body, and they treated him for everything you could think of. He's in the hospital now. Anyhow, he wound up where his legs went into a rotting thing, and they had to amputate both his legs below the knees. Now he's lost fingers, and the rot is just going on and on and on. And like I said, he just returned, you know, sometime in December from Africa, and that's what I understand, and it's spreading fast, and I just thought I'd mention that. Anna then would know something about it, because, boy, that thing spread fast, and it's killing the man. His body's rotting away, you know?
There's been reports of major hospitals, even in my hometown, St. Louis, where these types of wasting diseases have been transmitted, and it's kept very quiet, these things happen, and I don't know if the people had had these things in St. Louis or if they'd been to a foreign country or not, but there's diseases in these tropics, and you find out pretty quick if you're in a jungle that you're no longer at the top of the food chain.
Right. Anyhow, it's just how fast this thing goes, and I don't know if it can pass from human to human or not, but it's been total blackout silence on this in this area.
Oh,
which
yes.
is probably a good thing for the family because, you know, the family and the man are under enough stress, but it's not good for the community. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, it's a tragic thing, and we'll be praying for your friend. It sounds like it's not going to have a good outcome, but it wouldn't hurt to expose this man's body to the energy cleaner signal. It could do no harm.
Oh, no, it can't hurt him, but I don't think that's going to happen. This is not my friend. It's a friend of one of the classmates.
Okay. Well, that's
and,
a shame.
Anyhow, I just wanted to bring that up. I didn't know if there'd be any worthwhile comments that could be made on it. And thank you, John, and best
okay,
best
thank
to
you, Mike, for the call. We appreciate it. Well, we were talking about the radiation event, Diana, before the break. Do you have any follow-up on a discussion before we went to the break?
Follow-up on just...
radiation.
Oh, on radiation. Really, just... the only thing I've noticed on the West Coast is San Francisco has tripled. I mean, they're normally sometimes 28 to 30. Well, I would say it's doubled. It's about a 58, almost a 60 on the West Coast, right near San Francisco, which is right in line with that Farallon dump. So that could be why their rates are so high right now. I don't believe that's from Fukushima. So that's what I've noticed as far as radiation hitting.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. And we got a local matter involving a landfill and radiation and a fire underneath the ground. Any updates on that?
Well, I think that the people who reported the number of cancers, the law in Missouri is that there's a five-year window, and if you don't report this within 5 years, then you can't even go to court. So what they're backing off now, and they're saying, well, we can't save this generation, but maybe we can save the next generation. You know, we've got to revisit this. If the cancers take 20 years to develop or 40 years to develop, and we've got a five-year window, I'm sorry, but 5 years doesn't begin to cover the damage that can be done by a radioactive dump. Initially, this was dumped illegally up by the airport. It was put into the landfill. The adjacent landfill, Bridgeton, has a fire, and the fire, well, they're not sure. The fire is moving towards the radioactive dump, and the radioactive dump is moving towards the fire. So they're trying to figure out what's happening. That's EPA testing will begin in March, and I don't expect much until they do some testing. Then I don't really expect much because what are they going to tell us?
Mm-hmm.
I did want to say that two nuclear plants and a storage facility are leaking tritium. Pilgrim in Massachusetts on the Cape is leaking tritium, and Perry, which is on Lake Erie, is leaking tritium. And, of course, on Lake Erie we would have a problem, an international problem, because Canada, the border between Canada and the United States goes down the middle of Lake Erie, and so they definitely don't want tritium leaking into Lake Erie. And tritium has a half-life of 12 years. I don't know if you did that. Tritium is the radioactive compound that is formed by, well, it's a water, but it has three hydrogen molecules instead of two. So it's H3O, and it does damage to people, especially if it's breathed in. Of course, it's in the water, so I don't think people are going to be breathing it in. But they don't really have a way to mitigate it. Also, Reactor 3 in Fukushima, they sent down a robot to check out a leak. They discovered another leak. Mm-hmm. The water that is leaking now is leaking. Well, you know how a nuclear reactor works. Water is circulated through the containment building, and it becomes highly radioactive. And then it's used to turn turbines and cooled and then sent back. Well, one of those feeder tubes is leaking. So this is highly radioactive water. They don't know how long it's been leaking, but it is leaking into the groundwater. And, of course, there's just no containment at Reactor 3 at all.
Mm-mm.
I did want to say that the one reason that I thought that the H1N1 had been weaponized was because it was first discovered at Taiwan, which is just part of China, essentially. It's right offshore China. And that's why I thought maybe the Chinese could be implicated in that. But I have no proof, of course. You know, I'm just trying to understand why this flu season is so bad on middle-aged people. And, you know, I'm just following the breadcrumbs.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Well, we're pretty much out of time here, ladies. And we'll be hosting Dr. Deagle's show later today, you and I. He's gonna taking a break. And Diana, we thank you for being with us.
Thank you. You have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. And I'll talk to you in a couple of hours, about 4 o'clock Central.
Okay, John. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's it for the day. That's it for the week. We're truly in perilous times. Monday, I'll be interviewing Mr. John Regan, the author of a recently published book on our economy. It'll be a fascinating interview. Just to refresh your memory, John was called in on my show about the energy cleaner and his use of it every week for quite a few months. And it'll be a great interview. And I'm looking forward to that. And the details of his book are just awe-inspiring. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your farm's ammunition. Have a safe, fun, productive weekend. Stay warm, and God bless America.